In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right now, I have a friend who is visiting the Holy Land. That means that my Facebook feed is being filled with pictures of him and others visiting many of the places we heard today in our gospel reading. They're also visiting many places we will hear over the course of the coming year as we make our way through the gospel story. Even though I'm not on the trip with him, journeying across the Holy Land, I am finding that it is having an effect on me, these pictures. I think it is easy to become removed from the reality of the gospel. What I mean by that is the concrete reality of it, the flesh and blood of it, the particular details of the everyday world and lives that were lived in it. I can hear Capernaum, I can hear Galilee, and know that they are real, but find that they lack depth and weight for me. But seeing a picture of a friend walking among the ruins of the city of Capernaum, and all of a sudden that place comes to life. The streets and buildings become filled with people working and playing. Seeing a friend on the banks of the Sea of Galilee, and all of a sudden I can hear the lapping waves and feel the breeze. These places start to take on a concrete form and shape. And so too do the events that took place in them. So too do the people who walked and talked and breathed in those places. Those people who lived and encountered Jesus Christ. I want to take a moment and invite you to imagine our scene from today's gospel reading. If you will, picture in your mind's eye Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee. Feel the warm sun beating down. Hear the waves lapping on the shore. This is a place teeming with sights and sounds, teeming with life. Then Jesus comes upon his soon-to-be disciples, Peter and Andrew, two fishermen at work, engaging in their daily labor. Imagine those men at work, the sound of their nets being cast out and hauled back in. Maybe the sight and sound of birds lingering nearby, waiting for their chance to snatch one of those fish. These men groaning as they haul the nets back in, speaking with each other about work and life, laughing. I think imagining all of these little details are important because they help to ground us in the reality of the gospel story, to connect us to not only what happened, but also to whom it happened to. All these little details remind us that this happened for the disciples in their course of their everyday lives. It happened where they worked and lived, day in and day out. Jesus came to them amidst the surroundings of their everyday lives. God sought them out and went to where they were. Imagine, if you will, the details of your everyday life. What do those details look like and sound like? The desk you sit at, the commute you drive, the shop you work in, the halls of the school you walk, the place that you play and relax, the dining table you gather around, the countless places that we move through and live our lives in. we, just like Peter and Andrew, will find Jesus coming to us in our daily lives. We, like the disciples, will find that God has been seeking us out and has come to where we are, come to be among us. God is to be found all around us. We can find God in Scripture, in prayer. We can find God when we come together in communion, in the faces of those who we know and love, and in the faces of strangers. God can be found in creation all around us that bears the mark of his creative hand. We find Jesus calling to us, that still, quiet voice coming to where we are. And just like Peter and Andrew, Jesus has the same call to us to follow him so that we can seek out other people. Now notice, Jesus does not give any qualifiers. He does not give any parameters, simply calls them to seek out people. Jew and Gentile alike, men and women alike, sinners and saints alike. People. Search and connect with all people. This fact would become a hallmark of the Christian movement, that all people, not just a select few, are called to it. In the church that would form around the teachings and resurrection of Jesus Christ, all of humanity would be granted a place. All of humanity would find that they are beloved by God. In our overheated and supercharged political climate of today, I think this is a vital thing for us to remember and continually reflect on. God calls us to find and connect with people, without qualifiers and without distinction. Republican and Democrat, liberal and conservative, white and black, male and female, immigrant and citizen. God calls us to search and connect with people, fellow children of God, made in God's own image as we are made, formed by God's own creative hand as we are formed. People who, like us, are capable of extreme good and capable of extreme evil. People who, like us, sin, and like us, are forgiven by God. Redeemed, like us, by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, a sacrifice made for all people, without exception. In the coming days and weeks and months and years, God will continue to seek us out and come to where we are, inhabiting our daily lives, our world with us. God will continue to call us to seek others, people of all walks of life, and to connect with them and share with them the love of God. Division is nothing new for humanity. We find Paul writing about it in our epistle for today. The words he wrote to those first Christians, those pointed questions he asked them, we must ask ourselves, who do we belong to? Do we belong to God or to human-made division? Are we divided? Has the body been broken? The one shattered and scattered into many? Or are we one people, one body, united by nothing less than God, the creator of heaven and earth, united by nothing less than the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for all people? Will we hear God's call to us, a call made to all? And more importantly, will we follow that call? When the story of our time is written, and future generations look back on our history and imagine the lives we led and the world we lived in, what will they see? Will they see a world divided by division and walls? People unable or unwilling to talk with each other, to work with each other, and to live with each other? Or will they see a shining city on a hill, radiant with the light of Christ and the love of God, and people, all of humanity, living together in harmony? Amen.